I'm with Mohammed Hafeez, looking ahead to the test match at Dubai Sports City and looking back to the test match in Abu Dhabi. Hafeez, is it a little bit frustrating that you dominated that test match, the first one, for basically 4 days and yet weren't quite able to get the result?
Well, I think that you mentioned that we were a bit, you know, concerned about this, that we should win the game, but this is the game of cricket, I mean, especially the test cricket, which gives everything to you. And I think Sangha played really good knock in that, but it is a bit disappointing that we should win the test and play the next, you know, next two test matches with the lead of one. But, you know, this is something the cricket gives you all the time to think about, to learn about. And I think the boys will learn from it that we really have a chance to win the game. But unfortunately, some bad show in the field, and especially I think some great batting by the Sangakkara, really couldn't make us to get the lead of 1-0.
Lots of positives, though. The bowling, particularly Aziz Cheema and Junaid Khan, outstanding.
Well, I think the positive thing for me was to take the 20 wickets in the test game. Because we were lacking to get the 20 wickets from the last couple of years. So you cannot win the game if you will not, you know, bowl the other team out twice. So I think that was a positive from the last test. We are really happy from this effort from the bowlers, as it was really hot and humid conditions in Abu Dhabi. And I think that will really help those youngsters to go and perform better in the next two test matches.
Is there a negative element, the fact that you weren't able to force that positive result?
I don't think so. There was anything, because it was a great game of cricket where, you know, we were dominating from the last, in the last 3 days we were dominating, but the last 2 days I think Sangha played a great knock. And I think that shows the quality of the test cricket, where, you know, if you are determined, if you perform well, you can really bring anything out of it.
I've got to ask you as well about all the catches that went down. You unfortunately dropped a couple yourself. What was the problem during the test match, and how will you sort that out for the next test?
I don't think so. There was any problem. We just we dropped some of the catches. We should not be. But I think this is the game of cricket. Sometimes, you know, you really work hard, but it doesn't come in your way. But I don't think so. I mean, the only thing is the concern that the effort of the boys, and I think they really work hard under the, you know, the hot and humid conditions in Abu Dhabi, which we all know that it is going to be very tough whenever you come to in this part of the world. And I think the boys will work more harder in these 2 days and will you know, perform much better in the next coming test match.
And how are you enjoying the ICC Global Cricket Academy?
Well, it's been great. I mean, opportunities for the cricketers to come around and, you know, get all the blessing of, you know, the things that they are providing here, like, you know, all the facilities for the cricketers. But I think it's overall been, you know, the nice to be here.
And you, of course, have been in fantastic form over the last few weeks and months. It must be a wonderful time to be you.
Well, definitely, as a cricketer, you can dream about this, and I'm really happy for myself, and especially, you know, performing well under all the conditions. And especially, you know, it really gives me more satisfaction when I see that I'm doing all these performers away from my country, like, you know, all around the world, the people use their home conditions, home territory. But we, from the last couple of years, we are not playing in home conditions. Every time we have to play, we have to go away from the home conditions, and that's really satisfactory for me and for the team that we are still, you know, working hard and delivering the goods from the cricketer, I think.